That's with his mind in Bhakti Yoga Namanasi, with his mind absorbed in Bhakti Yoga Samadhi, then he saw Parapurush, Shri Krishna, his energies, and all the activities, all the leelas of the different avatars also. He also saw Yoyo Samohito Jiva Atmanavati Gunatmakam. He saw that the Jiva has forgotten Krishna and therefore been plunged into the grip of Maya. He also saw by remembering Krishna, the Jiva can gain strength and again go back to the Lord. Therefore, Anatopasanam Shakshat Bhakti Yoga Namanasi. Anatopasanam Shakshat. Therefore, anatas or unwanted desires are the very cause of misfortune. Therefore, we should know exactly what are these anatas, how they affect us, and the means by which they are dispelled. Therefore, by chanting the pure name, all anatas are removed, and one can see Krishna, his associates, and all his pastimes. But this is not happening to us. Therefore, we should know what are these anatas. There are four types. Surupram, misunderstanding of spiritual identity. Asatrisna, thirst for temporary material enjoyment. There is Hridaya Durbalya, weakness of heart. And finally, there is Aparad. What is Surupram? The Jiva, the living entity, the soul, is a tiny spiritual spark. He is completely pure. And he is eternally either a Das or a Dasi, a servant or a maidservant of Sri Krishna, eternally. Forgetting this, he is plunged into the ocean of birth and death, called samsara. Therefore, by this misunderstanding of one's spiritual identity, then comes asatrisna, attachment to material enjoyment, either by using the gross body or the subtle body. These desires that arise from these two bodies are called anattas. Because of this asatrisna, one constantly thinks in terms of I am mine. I am this body, and what is related to this body is mine. Because of this, Maya catches him and places him in the ocean of birth and death. Because of his material desires, then he has weakness of heart, Hridaya Durbalya. And because of this weakness of heart, it leads him to cause aparad or offense. Therefore, each of these four groups of anattas each have four divisions.
Jeeves have four types of Brahm. What am I? I am body. He becomes illusion that I am this body. But I am not this body. This is not, mind is not me. This false ego is not me. Till he is not understanding his real spiritual identity, he is wandering in this world. This body is not me. Partatva Brahm. What is Krishna? He is my worshipable deity. Or Shankar, or Indra, or Ganesh. Are they the Supreme Personality of all God? In South India, Shankarji is considered to be the Supreme Personality of God. If you worship, what does he give? Some people worship Ganesh. In Kartikeya, somebody considers. Some places Saraswati, sometimes Kali. In Bengal, they consider Kali Durga to be the Supreme. So in different places, they consider different personalities to be the Supreme. Sadhya and sadhan. What is my sadhya? And what is my sadhan? Who is my worshipable and what is the means to achieve this? Many people worship the demigods or the demigoddesses. They don't worship Krishna, but they worship demigods and Durga. This is not correct. Our aim is Krishna Prem and sadhana is Bhakti, Bhajan.
Asatrishna chaat prakari.
Further, Asatishna is of four types.
Lauki ke parlauki.
This planet means material desires of this world and of the heavenly planets, desire of the heavenly planets. To become a king, to become wealthy, these are also not proper to have these desires. And the way he desires, he also performs similar efforts. Especially we have so much attraction towards wealth and we try to achieve this, but we do not understand that this is only a cause of our trouble. You can try and try to achieve this wealth. Will you be happy? Only one should perform his bhajan and understand this is our real, this is something which can give us real peace. And all those pleasures in the heavenly planets, yes, also they are also temporary. Yoga buddhi means mystical perfections. He can enter into somebody's body. He can make himself very, very small, very subtle. Wherever he wants, he can travel. Through bhakti, all these things are achieved very easily. Don't have to try for these things separately. Ashtang yoga, anima, lagima, becoming smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest, and liberation for desire for liberation. All these are temporary material desires. Aparad. This is very dangerous. Offenses towards Krishna's names. They are called nama aparad. Aparad towards Krishna's swarup means service towards Krishna not performing properly. And also offenses at the devotees of the Lord, Ganga, Jamuna, Giriraj, and aparad towards the dham, the holy places. Staying at these places, holy places,
from
Ganga, Jamuna, etc., Giriraj, they are here. Do not be careful, do not commit any offenses to them. Always you should be very careful. Hriday Dorbalya? Further, four types.
Tuch.
Something that is very insignificant. And you have desire for that. Anything that is except for Krishna, attraction towards, attachment towards wealth, towards son, daughter, wife.
Kuti nati.
Ku means that something which is not correct, improper. Kuti and nati means something that is going to bring benefit to us. We are attracted towards things other than them. All these things should be removed. Matsara, enviousness. Oh, if you see progress of somebody, become envious. Enviousness we develop in our hearts. We should remove all these things from our hearts and perform Hari Bhajan. Always you should chant loudly. If you chant Krishna Naam Kirtan like this, loudly, then your mind will become absorbed in the chanting. You should chant loudly. Then this birth circle of birth and death, this is removed very easily. There is no other way. Ashtang yoga, dhyan yoga, these will not bring such benefit. Taking Krishna's names, reading Krishna's names, then you can cross the material ocean of birth and death. Speaking like this, what is proper to describe here? Reading. If you forget Krishna, and except for Krishna, you try for something that is, trying for something, you become attached to some material objects, then your mind also becomes illusion. Means what? Brahm means you consider this body to be yourself, and all these things related to this body to be yours. If some person takes the shelter of Gurudev, taking his shelter, he performs Krishna's bhajan, then if he doesn't take Guru's shelter, then he cannot perform Krishna's bhajan. Then Maya comes, captures you. The only possibility that there is to cross this material ocean, to take Gurudev's shelter and perform Krishna's bhajan. Translation.
No possible to perform Hari Bhajan if not taking shelter of Guru.
The conditioned soul experienced four types of Brahm or illusion, mistaken identity. First, he cannot understand who am I, and instead he identifies with either the gross or the subtle body. But we should know we are neither this body composed of Panchabhut, five elements. We are not the mind, the intelligence, or the false ego. We are none of these. Who are we? We are servants of Krishna. The second type of mistake is Paratattva Brahm, not completely understanding who or what is the supreme absolute truth. For example, in South India, they think the predominance of Shankar Mahadev is there. Some worship Indra in Bombay, especially some worship big fat Ganeshji. In Bengali, the Bengalis mostly worship Kali. Therefore, there is so much confusion. Who is the absolute truth? Sadhya Sadhya Surupam. People do not understand what is the absolute, what is the goal, or what is the process to achieve that goal. Therefore, because of this illusion, they worship varieties of devas and demigods. Then there is Asat Krishna, thirst for temporary material happiness, either in this world or any other world. In this world, they try to accumulate wealth, property, sons and daughters, or else they try to achieve the heavenly planets. But for bhajan, neither of these desires are proper. One should not endeavor for any of these things, especially wealth. The desire to accumulate wealth is a gross impediment for bhajan. Just like happiness comes automatically, in the same way wealth comes automatically. Even if you do not endeavor for it, you'll see how it will come anyway. One should not endeavor for residence in the heavenly planets, because that is temporary also. Also, desire to achieve happiness by performing different types of yoga. This is also an anatta, an unwanted desire. By performance of yoga, the subtle body achieves many different types of abilities. One can achieve anything one desires. And one achieves the eight different types of yogic perfection, like agama, vagama, etc. And lastly, the desire for liberation. It is proper for those who desire to achieve pure devotion to give up these four types of asat Krishna. Then there is aparad, or offense. There is offense to Krishna's name, firstly. Secondly, there is offense to Krishna's Sarup in the form of Seva Aparad, the 32 types of offenses committed in serving the deity. There is offense to the Vaishnava devotee, and there is offense to the Dham, or that which is affiliated with Krishna. Especially, objects which are dear to Krishna, like the Ganga, and like Giraj, Maharaj, etc., one should be very careful not to commit offense to them. One should fix one's goal and become free from these four types of aparad. And where there is aparad, there must come ridha-durbalyata, weakness of heart. That means one becomes attached to temporary material enjoyment. Firstly, there is kuti-nati. Ku means bad or wicked. That behavior, which is kuti-nati, opposed to devotion. Nati means auspiciousness. Therefore, that behavior which brings no auspiciousness is called kutinati. That is exemplified by duplicity. Also, envy of others' good fortune. To dispel these types of weakness of heart is proper for devotional service. Therefore, how to become free from all these? One must chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, continuously and loudly. If the mind is restless, running here and there, all these types of anattas are easily dispelled by the loud chanting of the name of Krishna. By the performance of the different limbs of yoga and by meditation, giving of charity, etc., these anattas are not dispelled. How are they dispelled? In 11th canto Bhagavatam is described, Vayam Dvitiya Abhavanesa Tatsyat. Therefore, Bhattegi Sham Gurudevatmana. The jiva has forgotten Krishna and become attached to things in this world. Therefore, he is experiencing suffering. Because of his false attachment, he thinks, I am this body and what is in this body belongs to me. In other words, I am mine. From this comes fear. Therefore, the only way to become free from this fear is if someone takes complete shelter on the feet of the bona fide spiritual master. And under the guidance of the bona fide guru, one performs Krishna devotional service to Sri Krishna. There is no other way to become free from material existence or its concomitant fear.
Reading. Like this, taking shelter of Gurudev, then he learns the methods to perform bhajan, shravan kirtan, smaran vandanam, etc. He follows all the limbs of bhakti, and then definitely, certainly, tattva gyan will manifest in him. And also simultaneously, he will develop renunciation towards all material sense objects. Certainly it will happen. He will develop renunciation towards the material world and tattva gyan. This will manifest in his heart. If he takes the shelter of Guru and performs his bhajan, then tattva gyan is not coming. Who are the worshipable for me? Demigods or Krishna? He is not having any realizations, no understandings. Then he doesn't develop any renunciation towards the material objects, then bhakti will not come. Certainly there is some fault somewhere. He is hearing Harikatha, but he is not developing any renunciation. Pure devotional service is not manifesting in his heart. You must understand. Something fault is there in my Shravan Kirtan. Remove these faults and with pure form perform bhakti, bhajan. Today is Deepavali. In the evening we will celebrate Deepavali. Deepavali means with one lamp all the world is lit by its effulgence. There is no effulgence in the heart. Only through bhakti you can have darshan of Bhagwan. This is lighting the lamp of your heart. Like this, we should celebrate Deepavali. You should give in charity the lamps, means through bhakti, your heart should be lit. And this Paratattva, our Paramaradya Shri Krishna's, this is the glories of Deepavali. Just lighting the lamps is not enough. Remove the darkness of your hearts. Today in the evening, immediately after the pravachan, we will go to Manasi Ganga. And on this temple also, we will decorate this with lamps. We will light candles and lamps and remove the darkness of your hearts by performing bhakti. Lower Prema. We will perform a short parikram today. After the breakfast, Manasi Ganga we will go first. And thereafter, Haridevji, where he lifted up Govardhan, that place. And Brahma Kund, where Brahma is performing yajna for so many such long times. And then Chakleshwar Mahadev, Sanatan Goswami's bhajan kutir, which where is, and then Giriraj Govardhan Mukharvind will have darshan of all these places and come back.
Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Niyojita. Yadadasa Vaya Yoga Niyojita.